Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
And in the recent weeks, that brothers have burdened to share on the subject of our next generation.
那最近这几周，弟兄们都有负担来分享关乎我们下面一代的事情。
And also the burden to pray for them, and also pray for the revival of the church.
那同样也有这样的负担，是为着他们祷告，同时也为着教会的复兴祷告。
And these two things are linked together.
这两件事情是相连在一起的。
We will not be able to see a major change among our young people if we do not see a revival of His church.
若我们没有看到他教会当中的复兴的话，我们是很难看到在年轻人当中有主的工作的。
That's my burden this morning is to share on how do we pray for the revival.
所以早上我的负担就是我们如何能够为着这个复兴来祷告。
How do we pray for our next generations?
我们如何为着我们的下一代来祷告？
And I would like to learn from Prophet Jeremiah.
那我们想要从先知耶利米来学习。
To learn how Jeremiah prayed for that generation.
来学习他是如何为着那个世代来祷告。
Can we learn something from Jeremiah on this matter of prayers?
我们是否能够从耶利米的身上学习关乎祷告的事？
We primarily want to study a few scriptures in Jeremiah chapter 14.
那我们主要要来看在耶利米书十四章的几章经节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 14. We first read verse 7 through verse 9.
我们先要来读耶利米书十四章第七到第九节。
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 7 through verse 9.
耶利米书十四章第七到第九节。
Although our iniquities testify against us, O Lord, act for your name's sake. Truly our apostasies have been many. We have sinned against you. O hope of Israel, its Savior in time of distress, why are you like a stranger in the land, or like a traveler?Who has pitched his tent for the night? Why are you like a man dismayed, like a mighty man who cannot save? Yet you are in our midst, O Lord, and we are called by your name. Do not forsake us.
耶和华啊，我们的罪孽虽然做见证告我们，还求你为你名的缘故行事。我们本是多次被盗，得罪了你。以色列所盼望在患难时做他救主的啊，你为何在这地像寄居的，又像行路的，只住一宵呢？你为何像受惊的人，像不能救人的勇士呢？耶和华啊，你仍在我们中间，我们也称为你名下的人，求你不要离开我们。
Verse 17,
第十七节。
Speak these words to them. Let my eyes overflow with tears night and day.Without ceasing, for the virgin daughter, my people, has suffered a grievous wound, a crushing blow.
第十七节，你要将这话对他们说，愿我眼泪汪汪，昼夜不息，因我百姓原名是说民女，受了裂口破坏的大伤。
Verse 20 through 22, the same chapter.
同一章的二十到二十二节。
We know our wickedness, O Lord.The iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not despise us for your own name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne or your glory. Remember and do not annul your covenant with us.
耶和华啊，我们承认自己的罪恶和我们列祖的罪孽，因我们得罪了你。求你为你名的缘故不厌恶我们，不辱没你荣耀的宝座。求你追念，不要背了与我们所立的约。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
第十五章第一节。
Then the Lord said to me, Even though Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not be with this people. Send them away from my presence and let them go.
耶和华对我说，虽有摩西和撒摩耳站在我面前代求， 我的心也不顾惜这百姓，你将他们从我眼前赶出，叫他们去吧。
We're going to read Isaiah 45 verse 11.
那我们现在要来读以赛亚书45章第11节。
Isaiah 45 verse 11.
以赛亚书45章第11节。
Thus said Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of the things to come, concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me.
耶和华以色列的圣者就是造作以色列的如此说，将来的事你们可以问我，至于我的众子并我手的工作，你们可以求我命定。
Turn to Isaiah 5, chapter 55, verse 8 and verse 9.
那请大家翻到以赛亚书55章第8到第9节。
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9.
以赛亚书第55章第8到第9节。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we are so thankful this morning. We are able to come into your presence.
父何等感恩，早上我们能够来到您同在的当中。
We are reminded that we are only a sinner saved by your grace.
我们提醒我们实在不过是罪人蒙主恩。
This morning our heart is full of thanksgiving.
早上我们心里满了感恩。
And such a sinner as I can partake in this banquet.
因为如我一般的罪人竟有份于这宴席。
Father, this morning we treasure this time together with brothers and sisters.
所以早上我们与弟兄姐妹一同的宝贵这样的时间。
Together we want to say, Lord, please speak, your servant listening.
我们愿意一同向您说，主啊请说，您的仆人静听。
We pray that we have a humble spirit to receive your words.
我们祷告求您给我们一个谦卑的灵，能够从您领受话语。
We pray that you will overcome the weakness of your vessels.
也求您能够来胜过您器皿的软弱。
The weakness in speaking and weakness in translating.
我们在所能讲的上面的软弱，我们所能翻译的上面的软弱。
You cover us your precious blood.
愿您用您的宝血来遮盖我们。
And give us the anointing for your word.
也把您话语的恩膏赐给我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
I'd like to take this opportunity to speak about that Isaiah 45 verse 11.
那我想要借此这个机会跟大家分享一下以赛亚书45章11节。
Isaiah 45 11 is a very, very unique verse.
以赛亚书45章11节是非常特别的一个经节。
I was reading from the Darby translation this morning.
那我是从达比的翻译本来读的。
Every other verses is from New American Standard Version.
那其他所有的都是从这个新美国新译本。
No, you read the Darby version is exactly the same as our Chinese translation.
那如果你来读这个达比的版本，它跟我们英文中文的翻译是一模一样的。
It says, "Ask me of the things to come." Concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me.
就是讲到至于我的众子并我手的工作，你们可以求我命定，或是原文就是说吩咐我。
So the translator of the New American Standard Bible was startled by this verse.
所以这个新译本的这个作者他就为此感到很困惑。
How can a man command the Lord to do anything?
人怎么能够来吩咐神做任何事呢？
So in New American Standard Version, they softened the translation.
所以在美国新译本的时候，他就把这个意思稍微的软化了一下。
They translate this way, concerning his son and concerning the work of your hand, you can commit it to me.
所以他就是说，至于我的种子并我手的工作，你们可以把它交付给我。
It's different, right?
这是有不同的。
Committed to the Lord is not the same as command the Lord to do the work.
那把这个事情交付给主与吩咐主来做这个事情是不同的。
And the NIV translator went a step further.
那新国际版就更进一步。
They also feel like this verse is very difficult.
他们也觉得这一个经节实在是太难了。
So they turned this verse into a question.
所以他们把这个经节就变成了一个问题。
The question becomes, how can you, concerning my sons,And the work of my hand, how can you question me?
所以这个问题就是说，关于那我的种子并我手的工作，你们要怎么来求问我呢？
Therefore, they have reversed the meaning of this verse.
所以他们就把这个经节的意思给反转了过来。
So that's why we do not recommend you reading NIV version very often.
所以我们常常不推荐大家来读新国际版。
Because that the translator.Would translate something that make more sense to human.
因为这个翻译的人是照着对人来说更有意义的这种角度来翻译的。
In the original text, there are certain verses. It looked very strange to us.
但在原文当中有很多有一些经节对我们来说看起来是非常奇怪的。
Now we thank the Lord. There are some translations that are very, very faithful to the original text.
但我们感谢神，有一些翻译的版本是向着原文非常的忠心的。
And we thank the Lord, our Chinese translations is very faithful.
我们也感谢神，中文的翻译也是非常的忠心的。
And we really need to praise the Lord for those translators that translate the Chinese versions.
我们真的是要为着这些翻译中文译本的人感谢神。
But therefore, when we read the English Bible, we need to read a few more different editions.
所以也同样让我们提醒，当读英文翻译的时候，我们要多读几个版本。
The burden of today is how to pray for our young people and how to pray for the revival.
那今天的负担就是如何能够为着我们当中的年轻人，也为着教会的复兴来祷告。
These are not two separate things.
这两件不是不相关的。
It is very much linked together.
他们是非常紧密的联系在一起的。
If we truly want to see a change in our young people,Then we need to pray for the revival in the church.
如果我们真要看到在我们的年轻人当中有一个改变的话，我们要为着教会的复兴来祷告。
Unless the church is revived by the Lord, we are not going to see a major change in our young people.
除非我们的教会能够被神复兴，否则我们在我们年轻人当中看不到一个重大的改变。
Therefore, we need to turn this around.
所以我们要把自己的意念转过来。
Instead of looking at the young people and trying to help them, we need to look at ourselves.
所以不是单单去看向这些年轻人想要去帮助他们，而是我们应该转过来看自己。
That's the burden for this morning.
这是早上我的负担。
How do we pray for our young people?
我们当如何来为年轻人祷告呢？
How do we pray?For our own revival.
我们如何为着自己的复兴来祷告？
You know, Jeremiah was deeply burdened by the people of Judah.
耶利米为着犹大人，他心中有极深的负担。
As you read this book, as you read a few chapters of Jeremiah, you can see the brokenness of his heart.
当你来读耶利米书，你读几章的时候，能够看到他心中那极大的忧伤。
He was broken by what he saw.
他为着所见的心中极其忧伤。
And he said, "All my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people."
他就说：“但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源，我好为我百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。”
He wished that his entire head was filled with waters.
他愿他的头都是水。
And his eye can be a fountain.Of tears.
他的眼也能够成为泪的泉源。
He was saying that he did not have enough tears to express his brokenness.
他就是说他都没有足够的眼泪来表达心中的忧伤。
The sadness of his heart was much deeper than tears he had available.
他心中所有的忧伤远深过他所有的眼泪。
The brokenness was not with Jeremiah alone.
这个忧伤不单单是耶利米自己的。
Jeremiah merely expressed the brokenness that was with the Lord.
耶利米只不过在这里表达神所有的忧伤。
God chose Jeremiah to express himself.
神是拣选耶利米能够来表达他自己。
Therefore, when we saw the brokenness of Jeremiah, we saw the brokenness in the heart of the Lord.
所以当我们看到耶利米他的忧伤的时候，我们就看到神心中的忧伤。
Brothers and sisters, the brokenness of our heart is the beginning of revival.
弟兄姐妹，我们心中的忧伤是复兴的起头。
Unless we have that same brokenness, we're not going to see the revival.
若我们心中没有同样的忧伤的话，我们是不可能看到那个复兴的起头的。
Lord said to Jeremiah, let my eyes overflow with tears night and day without ceasing, for the virgin daughter, my people, has suffered a grievous wound, a crushing blow.
主就对耶利米说，愿我眼泪汪汪，昼夜不息，因为我百姓受了裂口破坏的大伤。
When God opened our eyes so we can see the grievous wound and the crushing blow.
愿神能够来开启我们的眼睛，让我们看到那裂口破坏的大伤。
And our eyes flow with tears day and night.
好像我们的眼睛能够昼夜不息地充满眼泪。
And the revival will begin.
那复兴就要开始。
Brother and sister, it is a crushing blow to us.
弟兄姐妹，这对我们来说将是一个极沉重的打击。
When a young brother or a young sister grew up in the church and went astray into the world.
就是有一个年轻的弟兄或姐妹，他们在教会当中成长起来，但是却远离神，去到世界里。
It is a crushing blow to us when a young saint are conformed to the world.
这对我们来说也将是一个沉重的打击，就是当一个年轻人他来效法这个世界。
It is a crushing blow to us when our young people no longer abide by the truth in the word of the Lord.
也同样对我们来说将是一个沉重的打击，当我们当中的年轻人不再住在神的话语的真理的里面。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
所以愿意主能够来打开我们的眼睛。
So we can see the grievous wound and the crushing blow.
好叫我们能够看到那裂口破坏的大伤。
So our heart will be as broken as Jeremiah.
让我们的心能够如同耶利米一样在这里忧伤。
Jeremiah never accepted the situation.
耶利米从来没有接受这个环境。
Jeremiah never gave up on the people of Judah.
耶利米也从来没有放弃犹大人。
He knew the Lord.
他知道神。
He knew the word written in Jeremiah, in as Isaiah.
他也知道在以赛亚当中所写的那些经节。
Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me.
妇人也能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子，即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。看哪，我将你铭刻在我掌上，你的墙垣常在我眼前。
Brother and sister, no matter what we see today,
弟兄姐妹，无论我们今天所看到的是什么，
No matter how hopeless the situation is,
无论这个环境有多么的让人没有希望，
We have to remember one thing,
我们都要记住一件事，
God will never leave us, nor will he forsake us.
神总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
God will never leave our young people, nor will he forget our young people.
神永远不会忘记我们当中的年轻人，也不会撇下他们。
Therefore, we should never give up on them.
所以我们也不能够放弃他们。
We should continue to pray for them.
所以我们要不断地为他们祷告。
But how do we pray?
那我们当如何来祷告呢？
If we have the burden to pray for them, if we have the burden to pray for the revival of his church.
如果我们有负担为着他们祷告，也有负担为着教会的复兴祷告。
But how do we pray?
那我们该如何祷告呢？
The revival prayer, to pray this revival prayer, is like building a house.
那能够有这复兴的祷告，就好像来建立一个房屋。
When you build a house, you must first have a foundation.
当你要来建造一个房屋的时候，你首先要有根基。
After you have the foundation, then you can build the house itself.
那如果你有了根基之后，你就能在其上来建造。
When the house is ready, then you put a capstone on top of the house.
那当这个房子建好之后，你要在房子上放一个房顶石。
This is how you build a house.
这就是你如何来建造房屋。
It's the same way to pray for the revival has exactly three steps.
那同样的，我们为着教会的复兴来祷告，也是有这三步。
The prayer has a foundation.
这祷告有它的根基。
This is often something we neglect.
但常常这是我们所忽略的。
The prayer has a foundation.
这个祷告是有一个根基的。
And the foundation of the prayer is repentance.
这祷告的根基就是悔改。
Jeremiah 14 verse 20.
在耶利米书14章20节当
中。We know our weakness. We know our wickedness.14章20节
耶和华我们承认自己的罪恶
The iniquity of our fathers for we have sinned against you
和我们列祖的罪孽因我们得罪了你
So this prayer of Jeremiah start a repentance
所以耶利米的祷告是从悔改开始的
This is the foundation of the revival prayers
这就是那个复兴的祷告的根基
Without the repentance as a foundation you cannot pray for the revival
若是没有这个悔改的根基的话你没有办法为着复兴来祷告
Now the second part is the house itself
那第二部分就是这个房屋它的本身
What is the body of these prayers?
那就什么是这个祷告的它的根基那个身体呢
the body of the prayer is to do his will
这个祷告它的身体就是来遵行神的旨意
and oftentimes we also didn't realize this
常常我们也没有意识到这一点
oftentimes we believe a prayer is to do my will
常常我们觉得祷告是来遵行来行我们自己的意愿
to pray is to tell the Lord what I want from him
来祷告就是告诉神我从他那里想得什么
that is not the body of prayers
但这并不是这祷告的身体
prayer is to do his will
祷告是要来遵行神的旨意
Jeremiah 14 verse 7
在耶利米书14章第七节
although our iniquities testify against us O Lord act for your name's sake
耶和华我们的罪孽虽然做见证告我们还求你为你名的缘故行事
Jeremiah asked the Lord to act for his name's sake
耶利米是来求神为他名的缘故行事
In other words, Jeremiah asked the Lord to do his will
换句话说耶利米是来求神来行他的旨意
This is the body of the prayers
这是这祷告的身体
We have to use that timeTo ask the Lord to do His will.
我们要用这样的时间来求神来行他的旨意。
And then there is a capstone for the prayer.
那在这个祷告上也有一个房顶石。
14 verse 9.
第十四章第九节。
Why are you like a man dismayed? Like a mighty man who cannot save. That you are in our midst, O Lord, and we are called.By your name, do not forsake us.
你为何像受惊的人，像不能救人的勇士呢？耶和华啊，你仍在我们中间，我们也称为你名下的人，求你不要离开我们。
The capstone of the prayer is clinging to the Lord.
这个房子的房顶石就是来倚靠神。
Jeremiah said, "Do not forsake us."
耶利米说不要离开我们
Do not leave us
不要离开我们
Do not forsake until you do your work
不要放弃我们直到你来完成你的工作
This is the capstone of our prayers
这是我们祷告的房顶石
To cling to the Lord
就是来倚靠神
Brother and sister We have to use this to examine our prayers
弟兄姐妹我们要在这里面来审视我们自己的祷告
Do we repent before the Lord?
我们是否在主的面前悔改
？Do we ask the Lord to do His will?
我们是否是来求神来行他的事
？Do we cling to the Lord?
我们是否来全心的倚靠神
？Oftentimes when we do pray together, we pray for the well-being of the saints.
常常我们聚集在一起祷告我们是为着圣徒们的好处来祷告
It's nothing wrong to pray for the well-being of the saints
为着圣徒们的好处祷告是没有错的
But it should not be the only things we pray
但这不当是我们仅仅祷告的事情
If we only pray for the well-being of the saints,
如果
how can we pray for the revival?
如果我们只是为着圣徒们的好处祷告的话，我们如何来为着神的复兴祷告呢？
The house cannot be built without foundations.
这个房屋若没有根基是没有办法被建造的。
The church will not be revived without repentance.
教会若没有我们的悔改，是不可能被复兴的。
So this morning, let's learn a little bit, deeper on how to pray together.
所以早上我们愿意一同来学习如何一同祷告。
The first is the foundation.
第一就是这个根基。
The foundation is repentance.
根基就是悔改。
We must repent before the Lord.
我们要在神的面前悔改。
You know, the message of the John the Baptist was repentance.
你知道施洗约翰他的信息就是悔改的信息。
And that repentance precedes revival.
这个悔改就带来了复兴。
The message of Lord Jesus was repentance.
我们主耶稣基督他的信息也是悔改。
There is no simple message than their message.
没有比他们的信息再简单的了。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So what do we repent for?
那我们为什么悔改呢？
Sometimes we believe we already repented.
有的时候我们觉得我们已经悔改过了。
And when we were saved, we already repented.
当我们得救的时候我们已经悔改过了。
So what are we talking about here?
那我们在这里说的是什么呢？
Are we going to repent again?
我们是要再悔改一次吗？
No, in verse 7, it's very specific. Truly, our apostasy has been many.
不是的，在14章第七节这里讲到，我们本是多次被盗得罪了你。
The repentance is for our apostasies.
所以这个悔改是为着我们的被盗。
So apostasy means falling away.
这被盗就是说失落了。
Now, we can probably very easily to see the general falling away of the society we live in.
也许我们可以非常的容易的看到今天我们所生活的这个社会有一个非常普遍的失落。
Jesus predicted the apostasy in the end time in Matthew.
那耶稣就在马太福音当中预言了在末世的这个被盗。
At that time, many will fall away.And will betray one another and hate one another. At that time, many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold.
那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
This is the apostasy that we can see with our own eyes.
这是我们用自己的眼睛所能看到的这个被盗。
There is a general falling away from the truth.
有普遍的在真理上的失落。
And because of this apostasy, then we see there's so much hatred in society.
也因着这个被盗，我们看到在社会上彼此有这么多的怨恨。
Now, having different opinion is part of the democracy.
是的，我们有不同的意见，这是我们的民主。
But hating one another is the result of falling away.
但是彼此怨恨却是这个在真理上失落的结果。
Lawlessness is increased today.
今天不法的事增多。
Sometimes it is even encouraged.
有时甚至这个不法的事是被鼓励的。
Therefore, most people's love grow cold.
所以大多数人的心才渐渐冷淡了。
So we can see with our eye the general falling away from the truth.
所以我们今天能够亲眼的看到大家普遍的从真理上都失落了。
But there is not apostasy.
但是还有一个是
another，
还有一个被盗
that we are not easily be able to see，
可能是我们不太容易看出来的。
This apostasy is the falling away from love，
这个被盗就是在爱的上面失落了。
The falling away from the truth is something we can see。
在真理上的失落是我们所能看到的。
But falling away from love is hidden.
但在爱上的失落却是隐藏起来的。
The greatest apostasy of God's people is their falling away from their love for the Lord.
在神的儿女当中，那最大的背道就是他们在向着神的爱上面失落了。
This is the repentance we're talking about today.
这是我们今天所要讲的背道。
It's not falling away from the truth.
不是说在真理上失落了。
It's falling away from love.
但是是在爱上面失落了。
When there is a falling away from love,
当在爱上有失落的时候，
our relationship with the Lord is different now.
我们与神的关系就变得不同了。
The Lord is like a stranger to us.
主对我们来说甚至像陌生人。
The Lord To us, it's like a traveler who just stay a night.
主对我们来说又好像只是一个行路的，只住一宵。
So, brothers and sisters, what is our relationship with the Lord today?
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们与主的关系是怎样的呢？
Is the Lord like a stranger to us?
主对我们来说是像寄居的吗？
Is the Lord like a traveler to stay a night with us?
主对我们来说是否又像行路的只住一宵呢？
Do we really have a real intimate relationship with the Lord?
我们是否与神有那真实又亲密的关系呢？
If we don't,
如果我们没有的话，
We are in apostasy.
我们就是在背道里面。
That's something for us to repent for.
这是我们该为此而悔改的。
If we have that real relationship with the Lord,
若我们与主有真实的关系，
Then everything is spontaneous.
那很多的事都是自然的。
Jeremiah actually described this in a pictures.
耶利米就用一幅图画来描述这件事。
Jeremiah said, My people committed two evils.
他就说我的百姓做了两件恶事。
They have forsaken me, the fountains,of living waters to heal for themselves cisterns broken cisterns that can hold no waters
就是离弃我这活水的泉源为自己凿出池子是破裂不能存水的池子
If you have a real relationship with the Lord then you will have this fountain of living waters
若你与主有真实的关系那你就有这活水的泉源
On the other hand if you do not have a real and intimate relationship with the Lord then you only have a broken cisterns that hold no waters
但另外一面来说若你与主没有真实的关系你不过只有那破裂不能存水的池子
Having a real relationship with the Lord you are connectedTo the fountain of living waters.
如果你与主有着真实的关系的话，你就与那活水的泉源是连接在一起的。
Now, when you read the scriptures, the living water flow out of the scriptures.
所以，当你来读圣经的时候，那活水就从这经节当中涌流出来。
When you pray for the saying of words coming out of your hearts naturally.
所以，当你为着圣徒们祷告的时候，你心中自然的就对他们就涌出了那些祷告的话语。
When you serve God's people, you never get tired or become weary.
当你来服侍神的儿女的时候，你永远不会觉着疲惫。
And this is Jeremiah.
这是耶利米。
On the other hand, when you do not have a real relationship with the Lord,
但另外一面，若你与主没有真实的联系
，When you read the scriptures,
当你来读圣经的时候
，It's like a broken cisterns.That can hold no waters.
这圣经好像是那破裂不能存水的池子。
When you pray for the saints,
当你为着圣徒祷告的时候
，we pray without a true burden in us.
那我们祷告，但里面却没有一个真实的负担。
When we serve God's people, we get tired or become weary easily.
当我们来服侍弟兄姐妹的时候，我们也同样很容易的就疲惫。
How can we lose that? How can we lose that real relationship with the Lord?
那我们是如何失去了与神的真实的关系呢？
How can this fountain of living water turn into the broken cisterns?
这活水的泉源如何就成了那破裂不能存水的池子呢？
Jeremiah said, because we forsake the Lord.
耶利米说，因为我们离弃了神。
We forsake the Lord for something else.
因为我们离弃了神是为了别的东西。
They forsake the fountain of living water instead.They die for themselves on cisterns.
因为他们离弃了这活水的泉源，却为他们自己凿出了那池子。
Brothers and sisters, the cisterns we dig for ourselves are the problem.
弟兄姐妹，我们为自己所凿的那池子是那问题的所在。
Digging up our own cisterns become the priority of our life.
为自己凿池子成为我们生活的重点。
What are the cisterns that we're digging now?
那我们自己现在所凿的这些池子是什么呢？
It could be our jobs.
可能是我们的工作。
It could be our business.
可能是我们的事业。
It could be our children.
也可能是我们的孩子。
It could be our ambitions.
可能是我们的志向。
It could be many other things.
也可能是其他很多的事情。
But there are only three kind of cisterns.
那只有三种三个类别的池子。
There are many cisterns, but they are all belong to three kinds.
那有很多不同的池子，但它们总归是回到这三类里面。
The first kind is cistern of power.
第一种就是那力量的池子，能力的池子。
The second one is cisterns of wisdom.
第二种就是这智慧的池子。
The third kind of cistern is the cistern of wealth.
第三种就是这财富的池子。
Brother and sister,Are any of us are digging our own cisterns now?
弟兄姐妹，我们今天是否是在自己挖池子？
When we are digging our own cisterns, we lose the real relationship with the Lord.
当我们要来自己挖池子的时候，我们就失落了与主那真实的联系。
This is apostasy. This is apostasy.
这是这背道。
This is the falling away from love.
这也是在爱神的事上失落了。
And for this, there needs to be a true repentance.
为此，他们要有一个真实的悔改。
It is very easy for us to fall away.
我们很容易就会失落的。
Because digging up our own cisterns is so compelling.
因为好像为自己挖池子这件事情甚至是不可抗拒的。
Because everyone around you is doing that.
因为在你周围所有的人都在这么做。
Everyone around us is doing exactly the same thing.
每一个在我们周围的人都在做这件事情。
Therefore it's so hard not to dig.
所以要想来不挖池子是如此的困难。
But we have the fountain of living waters.
但是我们有着活水的泉源。
We don't need broken cisterns.
我们不需要那破裂的池子。
If you have that cistern that you dig for yourself,
如果你有一个自己为自己所凿的池子，
One day when you need the waters,
有一天当你真正需要水的时候，
And you go to your cisterns,
你到自己所凿的池子这里，
You will find that cistern cannot hold waters.
你会发现这池子是破裂不能存水的。
Therefore, if we truly want to pray for the next generation, if we truly want to pray for the revival of the church,
所以如果我们真的要为着我们当中的年轻人来祷告，为着我们的教会的复兴来祷告的话，
We must repent for our apostasy.
我们要为着自己的背道来祷告。
Apostasy, falling away from love.
就是为着我们在爱的上面的失落来悔改。
And this repentance must be in heart.
这个悔改要实在的从心而发。
We must rendYour heart and not your garments.
我们要撕裂心肠，而不是撕裂衣服。
Repentance is a change of heart.
悔改是在心里的改变。
It's not a change of your garments.
而不是在衣服上的改变。
A true change of heart will bring a revival to yourself.
一个真实的在心里的改变能够把复兴带进来。
A change of heart.By all of us will bring a true revival.
我们当中所有人一起在心里的悔改，能够把这真实的复兴带进来。
Then we will have a foundation now.
那我们就有这个根基了。
We can begin to pray.
那我们就能一同的开始来祷告了。
Brothers and sisters, how important to have that foundation.
弟兄姐妹，有这样的根基是何等的重要。
As we come together,
当我们一同来聚集的时候，
we do not come together because.We know how to come together.
我们聚集不是因为我们知道怎么聚会。
We need to come together and to have that real relationship with the Lord.
我们应该聚集是因为我们与主有真实的关系。
Repentance helps us to renew our relationship with the Lord.
悔改能够帮助我们来更新与主的联系。
If you have not repented before the Lord for a couple of months, you are already fallen away.
如果你有几个月没有在主的面前悔改的话，你已经慢慢失落了。
All right, the second step is building the house itself.
那第二步就是来建造房屋它的本身。
We have to understand prayer is to do His will.
我们应该知道祷告是来遵行他的旨意。
It's not do my will.
不是来行我的心意。
Because His thoughts are not our thoughts, and His ways are not our ways.
因为他的意念非同我们的意念，他的道路也非同我们的道路。
As heaven are higher than the earth.So are His way higher than our ways.
天怎样高过地，他的道路也怎样高过我们的道路。
Brothers and sisters, we all know these verses.
弟兄姐妹，我们都非常熟悉这个经
节。And we all believe in these verses.
我们也都深信这经节所说的。
Therefore, we must pray the Lord will do His will.
所以我们要来祷告神来行他的旨意。
But how can I know?How can I know His will?
那我如何知道他的旨意呢?
Brothers and sisters, it's very easy.
弟兄姐妹是非常容易的。
If I want to know a brother's will,
如果弟兄想要知道我的心思,
I should just ask him, right?
他就可以直接地问我。
There's no point to guess His will.
没有什么不需要来猜的。
If I want to know His will, I ask him.
如果他想要知道我的心意，就可以来问。
In the same simple way, if we want to know God's will, we simply ask Him.
如果我们想要来知道神的心意，同样的，我们就简单的来问他。
This should be the content of our prayers.
这应当是我们祷告他的内容。
The content of our prayer is to ask the Lord what He wants to do.
我们祷告的内容是来问神他想要做什么。
The prayer is not telling the Lord what I want to do.
祷告不是告诉神我想要做什么。
Most of our prayer is ask the Lord to do what I want to do.
常常我们的祷告是告诉神我想要做什么。
I want to do, but I can't do it, so I ask the Lord to help me out.
我想要做，但是我没有办法做，所以我求主能够来帮助我。
You know, David was the perfect example for us to learn this from.
大卫是我们来学习这件事很好的一个例子。
One time, that David heard that Philistine, came to a town called Keilah.
有一次，大卫听到非利士人就来到基拉城里。
Then he asked the Lord.
他就问神
，Should I go and attack those Philistines?
我是不是该去攻击这些非利士人呢
？This is asking the Lord.
这是来求问神。
David didn't know whether the Lord will want him to attack the Philistine or not.
大卫并不知道神是否让他去攻击非利士人。
So he just asked the Lord.
所以他就是简单的来问
神。Should I go up, attack the Philistines?
我是否该上去攻打非利士人呢
？And the Lord said, "Go attack the Philistine and deliver Caleb."
那神就对他说，你可以去攻打非利士人，拯救基伊拉。
But then his men said, "No, no, we can never go."
那他周围的人就说不不不不，我们不能去。
Because we are afraid of them at this locations.
因为我们在这地尚且惧怕。
How can I go into that town to attack them?
那我们怎么能够去那里去攻击非利士人呢
？Nobody around him thought that was a good idea.
跟随大卫的人没有一个觉得这是一个好的主意。
So David heard the Lord say go, but all his men said don't.
所以大卫听到神的说上去攻打，但所有跟随他的人都说不。
And David asked the Lord second time.
所以大卫就再一次求问神。
He said, "Can I go?"
大卫就求问说，我能去吗
？And the Lord told him the second time, "Go."
第二次神回答说，你去。
And he delivered the people of Caleb from the Philistines.
他就把基拉的军民从非利士人的手中拯救出来。
This is a perfect example for us to learn from.
这对我们来说是一个很好的例子，让我们能够来学习。
Instead of telling the Lord what to do, ask the Lord what the Lord wants to do.
不是告诉神我们要做什么，而是求问神他要做什么。
And later, David heard a news that Saul is coming.
那之后，大卫就听到一个消息，说扫罗要来了。
And will destroy Keilah on his account.
是要为着他的缘故，要把基伊拉毁灭。
And David didn't know what to do.
大卫也不知道该怎么办。
He didn't know what the Lord wants him to do.
他也不知道神要他做什么。
So he asked the Lord.
所以他就又来问神。
Then he said, Lord, while Saul came, come down as your servants has heard.
他就问神说，扫罗照你仆人所听的话下来不下来？
The Lord said, he will come down.
那耶和华神就说，扫罗必定下来。
Now he knew.
那他现在就知道了。
Then he asked the Lord the second question.
他就问主第二个问题。
Will the man of Keilah surrender me to Saul?
就是基拉的居民会不会把我交在扫罗的手里？
He didn't know.
他也不知道。
So he asked the Lord.
所以他就再一次问神。
And the Lord said, they will surrender you.
那主就会说他们必定把你交出来。
Then David and his men, about 600, arose and departed from Keilah.
所以大卫和跟随他的约六百人就起身出了基伊拉。
You know, David, this is something we can learn from.
这是我们从之能够所学的。
In our own wisdom, we might think that, no, we have some favor, we have some favor, with the people from Keilah.
那也许从我们自己的智慧来说，我们觉着我们与基伊拉的居民是交好的。
And David actually saved them from Philistine.
因为大卫刚刚把他们从非利士人的手里拯救出来。
So they must be very loyal to David.
所以他们向着大卫应该是忠心的。
But David did not trust their loyalty.
但大卫没有来相信他们的忠心。
He asked the Lord.
他是来问神。
And the Lord revealed their heart to him.
神就把他们的心意来启示给大卫。
One time there was a famine for 3 years.
有一次有大卫年间有饥荒一连三年。
What happened when you encounter famine?
当你遇到饥荒的时候，你要怎么做呢？
Pray for rain, right?
是不是要来为着下雨祷告？
Obviously, we all know if there is a famine, pray for rain.
当然了，如果有雨的话，我们都会有饥荒的话，我们都会为着雨祷告。
But David didn't do that.
但大卫没有如此做。
He asked the Lord for the reason of the famine.
他就求问耶和华为何会有这饥荒。
And the Lord said it is for Saul.In his bloody house, because he put the Gibeonites to death.
那神就告诉他说，这饥荒是因为扫罗和他流人血之家，因为他们杀死基遍人。
So there was a reason for famine.
所以这个饥荒的背后是有原因的。
And David did not know.
但大卫并不知道。
But God knew.
但神知道。
And David could just ask the Lord.
所以大卫可以简单的来问神。
So brothers and sisters, this is something we miss.In big time.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个是我们在很多时候都忘忽略的。
I think there are many prayers.
我想我们有很多的祷告。
And we pray for many different things.
我们也为很多不同的事情祷告。
But we seldom ask the Lord, how should I pray?
但我们很少来问神，我们当如何祷告。
We oftentimes, we rush and telling the Lord, Lord, please do this.For this person, please do that for that person.
常常我们就是匆匆忙忙地告诉神，主啊，为着这个人，请您这样做；为着那个人，请您那样做。
But you studied David. That's not what David did.
但你来学习大卫的话，那不是大卫所做的。
Here we ask the Lord, what do you want?
大卫是来问主啊，你想要什么？
Therefore, we have to learn from this.
所以我们要在此上面学习。
Because the prayer.Is to do His will.
因为祷告是来遵行他的旨意。
The prayer is not to do my will.
祷告不是来行我自己的意愿。
If we do not understand this,
如果我们不明白这一点的话，
we will not be able to build this house.
我们就没有办法建立起这个房子。
Because God has a will for that house.
因为神向着这个房屋有他自己的旨意。
You have to ask Him what He wants to do.
你要来问他，他要做什么。
Then He will construct that house.
他就要自己来建造这个房屋。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹
we do not know how to pray.
我们并不知道怎么祷告。
I think this is a fundamental thing we have to realize that we oftentimes do not know how to pray.
我想我们要认识这一件非常关键性的问题，就是很多时候我们并不知道怎么祷告。
Therefore, we need to ask the Lord.
所以我们要来求问神。
Ask the Lord how to pray.
来求问神如何祷告。
If a brother has a need,
如果有一个弟兄有需要，
The first thing you should do is ask the Lord, how should you pray for this brother?
第一个来该求问神的是，我们该如何为这弟兄祷告？
If he has a situation,
如果他在一个情况当中，
you should ask the Lord, what is the problem?
你应该来问神，问题到底出在哪里？
Oftentimes we do not know the real problem.
有的时候我们并不知道真实的问题在何处。
But the Lord knows everything.
但神是知道万事的。
His way is higher than our way.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
His thought is higher than our thought.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
Then we should ask the Lord.
所以我们该求问神。
We should ask the Lord for everything we want to pray.
所以我们该求问神为着一切我们所要祷告的。
Now if we pray this way,
如果我们如此祷告的话，
then we will be able to build this house of prayer.
那我们就能够建立起这个祷告的房屋。
And the third part,
第三个部分，
the third part is about clinging to the Lord.
第三部分是关乎来倚靠神。
That's the capstone of this prayer.
这是祷告的房顶石。
The Lord said to Jeremiah in chapter 13, verse 11.
主在耶利米书十三章十一节对他说，
He said, For as the waistband clings to the waist of a man, so I made the whole household of Israel and the whole household of Judah cling to me, that they might be for me a people, for renown,For praise, for glory, but they did not listen.
耶和华就说，腰带怎样紧贴人腰，照样我也使以色列全家和犹大全家紧贴我，好叫他们属我为子民，使我得名声，得颂赞，得荣耀，他们却不肯听。
So God said to Jeremiah, the people of Judah and Israel are like a waistband.
所以神对耶利米说，犹大人和以色列人他们就好像一个腰带一样。
I can most brother has a waistband, right?
我想大部分弟兄都有腰带。
The waistband are very very close to our waistline.
那腰带与我们的腰线是非常的紧贴的。
And God treat his people like a waistband.
神待他的民就好像一个腰带一样。
So God wants us to cling to Him.
所以神是要我们能够来倚靠他。
To be very close to Him.
能够来紧紧地贴着他。
Only when we are clinging to the Lord, we can bring glory and praises to Him.
只有当我们紧贴神的时候，我们才能把颂赞和荣耀来带给他。
Unfortunately, the people of Judah did not listen.
但不幸的是，犹大的人他们却不肯听。
And they did not cling to the Lord.
他们也不倚靠神。
So how can we cling to the Lord?
所以我们当如何倚靠神呢？
Again, we want to learn from Jeremiah.
那我们还是要从耶利米身上来学习。
Chapter 14, verse 11.
在十四章十一节。
And the Lord said to Jeremiah,
主就对耶利米说，
Do not pray for the welfare of this people.
不要为这百姓祷告求好处。
When they fast, I'm not going to listen to their cry.
他们进食的时候，我不听他们的呼求。
And when they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I'm not going to accept them.
他们献燔祭和素祭，我也不悦纳。
Rather, I'm going to make an end of them by the sword, famine and pestilence.
我却要用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫灭绝他们。
So if you are Jeremiah,
所以如果你是耶利米的话，
so if you are Jeremiah,
如果你是耶利米，
and God said to you, do not pray.For the welfare of this people.
神就对你说，不要为着这百姓祈祷求好处。
I'm not going to listen to their cry.
我不听他们的呼求。
I'm not going to accept their burnt offering and grain offering.
我也不悦纳他们所献的燔祭和素祭。
What will you do?
你会怎么做？
What will you do?
你会怎么做？
The Lord's voice tell you,Do not pray for the welfare of the people.
神的话对你说，不要为着这百姓的好，百姓祈祷求好处。
Were you not praying anymore?
你是不是就不再祷告了呢？
Jeremiah never stopped praying.
但耶利米却从没有停止祷告。
Even the word like that, do not pray for the welfare of this people.
即便像这样的话，不要为这百姓祈祷求好处临到他的时候。
And again, in chapter 15, verse 1.
同样的，在十五章第一节
God said, even though Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart will not be with this people. Send them away from my presence and let them go.
神就说，虽有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求，我的心也不顾惜这百姓，你将他们从我眼前赶出，叫他们去吧。
The Lord is saying that even Moses and Samuel, two of the greatest prayer warriors, is not going to persuade me anyway.
神就是告诉他，虽然有摩西和撒母耳这两位最伟大的祷告的战士在我的面前，我也不会再联系他们。
My heart will not be with this people.
因为我的心也不顾惜这百姓
Send them away from my presence,
将他们从我眼前赶出
and let them go.
叫他们去吧
Of course, we're not Moses and Samuel.
当然我们也不是撒母耳也不是摩西
But Jeremiah never gave up.
但耶利米从来没有放弃
Because he asked the Lord continually,Do not forsake us.
因为他不断地在这里祈求神说不要离开我们。
Remember your covenant with us.
求你追念你与我们所立的约。
Jeremiah has no other way.
耶利米没有其他的道路和方法。
Only way is the Lord.
他所有的唯一的方法就是神自己。
Therefore, he continued to ask the Lord, do not forsake your people.
所以他不停地来求神说不要离开我们。
Because of the covenant.
因为你与我们所立的约。
You have covenant with these people.
你与这民有约。
You cannot forsake these people.
你不能够来离弃这个民。
He clinged to the Lord.
他紧紧地来倚靠神。
This is important for prayers.
这对祷告来说是非常重要的。
You know, sometimes we pray for something For sometimes, then we get tired.
有的时候我们为着一件事情祷告了一段时间，然后我们就疲惫了。
We pray for the salvation of our relative.
我们会为着我们亲人的救恩祷告。
Then we pray for a year, and we pray for 2 years. There's nothing really changed.
可能我们祷告了一年两年，但没有什么实际的改变。
Almost like the Lord's.It's not listening.
好像甚至神都没有在听我们祷告。
This is the time we cling to the Lord.
这是我们该来倚靠神的时候。
We need to cling to the Lord. Do not forsake this person I'm praying for.
我们要来这样的倚靠神，主啊，求你不要放弃我为之而祷告的这个人。
And this is the spirit of those who pray for revival.
这是那些为着复兴而祷告人他们所当有的灵。
They never give up.
他们从不放弃。
It takes those kind of prayer, those kind of person to bring down the revival.
是需要这样的人，这样的祷告才能把复兴带下来。
It's like the spirit of Ruth.
就好像路德他的灵一样。
No, Ruth was a person that really, really knew how to cling to the Lord.
你知道路德是一个人，他实在是知道该如何的紧贴着神。
Even he heard from his mother-in-law.
即便他从他的岳母那里听到
her mother-in-law told her
那他的婆婆就告诉他
No, go back to your mother's house
你们个人回娘家去吧
May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me
愿耶和华恩待你们像你们恩待已死的人与我一样
It's very clear that her mother-in-law asked them to go back
这是非常清楚的，就是她的婆婆让他们回到自己的家里去。
Even they love their mother-in-law.
即便他们很爱他们的婆婆。
But the command was very clear.
但这要求是非常的清楚。
Go back to your mother's house.
回娘家去吧。
But Ruth had a spirit. She clung to Naomi.
但路德他有这样的灵，他就紧紧的来倚靠拿俄米。
Then he said, "Do not urge me to leave you."
他就说不要催我回去，不跟从你。
For where you go, I will go.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
And where you lodge, I will lodge.
你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。
Your people shall be my people.
你的国就是我的国。
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
Where you die, I will die, and where I will be buried.
你在哪那里死，我也在那里死，也葬在那里。
She clinged, she clung to Naomi.
她就紧紧地来倚靠拿俄米。
No matter what Naomi was saying,
无论拿俄米所说的是什么，
she clung to Naomi.
她都来倚靠拿俄米。
She clung to the Lord of Naomi.
她来倚靠拿俄米的神。
This is clinging to the Lord.
这是来倚靠神。
But this is the capstone of the prayers.
这就是这祷告的房顶石。
Many, many times we have the foundations.
很多的时候我们有这个根基。
We build this body of prayers.
我们也建立起了这个祷告的身体。
But we never had that capstone.
但我们却失落没有那个房顶石。
When times goes by, our prayer has not been answered.
当时间过去，我们的祷告没有被垂听。
We fail to cling to the Lord.
我们就失落，没有能够来倚靠神。
Brother and sister, we need the capstone.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要这个房顶石。
It's the capstone that sealed this building.
是因为这个房顶石能够把这个房子来建好。
Brother and sisters, this is what it takes.
弟兄姐妹，这是所需的。
If we want to see a revival of his church,
如果我们真要看到他的教会的复兴，
this is what it takes.
这就是所需要的。
You have to have a foundation.
你需要有这个根基。
And the foundation is repentance.
这根基就是悔改。
The repentance from apostasy.
是从背道当中悔改。
Apostasy is the falling away.From love.
背道就是在爱上面失落了。
Falling away from a real relationship with the Lord.
就是在与主那真实的联系上失落了。
Do you know the real reason for the apostasy in society?
你知道今天在社会上那这个背道的真实的原因是什么吗？
The apostasy of the society is caused.By the apostasy of God's people.
因为在社会上的这个背道是从神儿女的背道上面引出来的。
It's not the other way around.
不是反过来我们所以为的。
We often thought it's the other way around.
我们常常以为是另外一种。
But the real reason is the apostasy of God's people.
但那真实的失落的原因是神的儿女先失落了。
When God's people is falling away from love,
当神的儿女在爱的上面失落的时候，
and the society will fall away from the truth,
那社会就要在真理上也失落。
Let's look at this remarkable verse in 45, Isaiah 45:11.
让我们再来看一下在以赛亚书45:11这一段经节。
For a serious prayer warrior, you need to understand this verse.
对一个严肃认真的祷告的战士，你要来明白这一节。
Thus says Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel and His Maker, Ask me of the things to come, concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me.
耶和华以色列的圣者就是造就以色列的如此说将来的事你们可以问我至于我的种子并我手的工作你们可以吩咐我
There are two things we can give order to the Lord
有两件事情我们可以吩咐神
The first thing is concerning his sons
第一件是关乎他的儿子
Second thing is the work of his hands
第二件就是他手的工作
Our young people are God's sons
我们的年轻人是神的种子
Concerning his son
关乎他的种子
The revival of his church is the work of his hand
教会的复兴是他手里的工作
Therefore these two things concerning his sons and the work of his hand we can give order to the Lord
所以就是这两件事就是关乎他的种子并他手的工作我们可以来吩咐神
God want to recover his sons.
神想要来复兴他的种子。
God want to revive his church.
神也想要来复兴他的教会。
But God is waiting for those who can tell him to do so.
神是在这里等候那一些告诉他该怎么做的人。
We tell the Lord to do many, many things.
我们告诉神做这做那。
But have we told the Lord to revive His church?
但我们有否告诉神来复兴他的教会？
We don't know whether the Lord wants to do the things we told Him.
我们不知道神是否愿意做我们所告诉他的事情。
But we know the Lord wants to revive His church.
但我们知道神想要来复兴他的教会。
But there's nobody.Nobody on earth tell him to do so.
但是没有人告诉他要这样做。
Then he was very surprised.
那他就会非常的惊讶。
Concerning his sons, concerning the work of his hands, command me.
至于我的种子并我手的工作，你们可以吩咐我。
But who can command the Lord to do His work?
谁能够来吩咐神来做他的工呢？
It's those who repent before the Lord.
是那些在主的面前悔改的人。
If we live in apostasy, how can we command the Lord to do His work?
如果我们活在悖道的光景当中，如何我们能够来吩咐神做他手的工作呢？
It's not possible if we live in apostasy ourselves and command the work the Lord to do His work.
若我们活在悖道的光景当中，是不可能告诉神去做他手的工作的。
If we do not have a real relationship with the Lord,
如果我们与主没有真实的关系，
If we still digging that cistern that cannot hold waters,
如果我们仍在自己凿那不能存水的池子，
How can we give order to the Lord to do His work?
我们如何能够来吩咐神去做他的工？
So we must repent from apostasy.
所以我们一定要从悖道的事情上来悔改。
We must return to God to have that real relationship.
我们一定要回到主的面前，与他重新连接那真实的关系。
It's not about fasting.
不是关乎禁食。
It's not about burnt offering or grain offering.
也不是关乎素祭或燔祭。
It's about the fountain of living water.
是关乎那生命活水的泉源。
So we need to ask ourselves.
所以我们要来问自己，
In our Christian life every day,
在我们每一天的基督徒的生活里面，
Is our life like the fountain of living waters?
我们的生活是否如活水的泉源？
Or are we busy digging our own cisterns?
还是我们在这里忙忙碌碌的自凿池子？
We must repent before the Lord for our apostasy.
我们要在主的面前为着我们的悖道悔改。
So we can repent before Him.
所以我们才能在他的面前悔改。
To lay the foundation for prayer.
能够为这祷告立起那根基。
Now we can build.
那现在我们就能往上建造。
We need to know that prayer is to His will.
我们应该知道祷告是来遵行他的旨意。
Therefore, as we come together to pray.
所以当我们一同聚集祷告的时候，
then we may have a lot of things to pray.
我们可能会有很多事情要祷告。
But we first have to ask the Lord what to pray and how to pray.
但我们第一个应该先来问主，我们该为什么祷告，我们该如何的祷告。
Sometimes we really don't know.
有的时候我们真是不知道的。
Then maybe we can spend time praying for that.
那可能我们就要先花一点时间为着这些来祷告。
Pray to the Lord how to pray.
先向主来祷告，求他告诉我们如何祷告。
Once we understand how to pray, then we pray for it.
那当我们知道该如何祷告的时候，我们才能够如此祷告。
Because prayer is to do His will.
因为祷告是来遵行神的旨意。
It's not do our wills.
不是来行我们自己的心意。
And this prayer life is a warfare.
这个祷告的生活也同样是一个征战。
We have resistance.
我们会受到阻挠。
And sometimes, things will take some time.
有的一些事情也需要花一些时间。
Therefore, we must have that persistence.
所以我们要有这持久的心。
We need to have that capstone.
我们要有这房顶石。
And we must cling to the Lord, no matter what.
我们要无论所发生的是什么，都坚持的来倚靠神。
We do not base on what we see.With our eyes,
我们不来依靠眼所见的。
No matter what we see,
无论我们所见的是什么。
Then we must come to the Lord, say, "Do not forsake us."
所以我们就要来到主的面前，向他说，不要离弃我们。
Do not forsake one of our young people,
不要离弃在我们当中的任何一个年轻人。
We'll never give up,
我们永远不放弃。
We cling to the Lord for them,
我们为着他们坚决地来倚靠神。
And this is how we pray,
这是我们当如何祷告的。
We have that foundation of repentance,
我们有这悔改的根基。
We learn how to pray by do His will,
我们学习如何在祷告上来遵行他的旨意。
We never give up and cling to the Lord,
我们也永远不放弃坚决地来倚靠神。
This is how how to pray for revival.
这就是当如何为着复兴来祷告。
This is how we pray for our young people.
这也是我们如何来为我们当中的年轻人祷告。
May the Lord burden us to pray for our young people and the revival of His church.
愿主把这样的负担放在我们心中，为着年轻人，也为着教会的负担祷告。
May the Lord change the way we pray.
也愿主来改变我们祷告的方法。
We do not just go to the Lord and just tell them.Do this and do that for us.
我们不是单单到主的面前告诉他你为我做这做那。
Because that is not do His will.
因为这不是来遵行他的旨意。
May the Lord help us to be like Jeremiah.
愿主帮助我们能够像耶利米一样。
Who was a true intercessor for His time.
是为着他的那个时代一个真实的祈求者。
May the Lord raise all of us up to be the intercessor of our time.
愿主兴起我们每一个人都成为这个时代的代求者。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning from the word of Jeremiah, you reveal to us how to pray.
父，我们感谢你早上借着耶利米的话，你向我们启示当如何祷告。
Oftentimes we do not know how to pray.
常常我们并不知道当如何祷告。
Therefore we ask you to teach us how to pray.
因此我们求你能够来教导我们。
Give us that repentance in our heart.
给我们心中有那真实的悔改。
Repent from our apostasy.
能够从我们的背道当中悔改。
Change our heart.
也改变我们的心。
So that we can return to you.
好叫我们能回到您的见面。
To have that real relationship with you.
能够有与你真实的联系。
Give us the spirit of inquiry.
也求您给我这样给我们求问的心。
We come to the Lord for everything.
好叫我们在凡事上都来到您的脚前。
Because we know your thoughts are higher than our thoughts.Your ways are higher than our ways.
因为我们知道您的意念高过我们的意念，您的道路高过我们的道路。
Give us that persistence.
也求您给我们这坚韧的心。
Give us that capstone of the prayer.
也给我们这祷告的房顶石。
So that we will never give up on our brothers and sisters.
好叫我们永不放弃我们中间的弟兄姐妹。
We know that you will never forsake us.
因为我们知道你永远不离弃我们。
Because you have inscribed.Our name on the palms of your hands.
因为你把我们名字刻在您的掌心。
Give us this assurance.
求您给我们这确据。
You will never leave us, nor will you forsake us.
你永不离弃我们，也不撇下我们。
Therefore, we will never give up on prayers.
因此，我们绝不放弃在祷告上持续下去。
Lord, I pray for those that who are in apostasy today.
我们为着今天在背道光景当中的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Lord, give us this courage.To return.
求您给我们这样的勇气能够来回转。
Pray for those who are busy digging the broken cisterns today.
也为着那些今天在这里忙碌自凿池子的来祷告。
Let's return to the fountain of living waters.
让我们能够回到这活水的泉源。
May you bless your own words.
愿您祝福您自己的话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。